Welcome to the Entrepreneur Tank. Our topic today is By the Sweat of Your Brow. This statement comes from the Book of Life in the Book of the Beginnings, third chapter. Too many people misunderstand it. They treat that statement as a curse. It's not a curse, but it's a leadership principle, a business law, a legacy strategy. What many people labored as punishment, it's actually the pathway to productivity, growth, and stewardship. When God said, by the sweat of your brow, you will eat, what did he mean by that statement? He was establishing this universal principle. Provision requires participation. Before the fall, things were effortless. After the fall, results required responsibility. In entrepreneurs' language, nothing moves without execution. Nothing grows without system. Nothing sustained without discipline. Sweat isn't a setback. It is the evidence that you are now in partner in your own productivity. You're no longer a bystander to your future. You are the builder of it. Let's correct a very common misconception. Work isn't the curse. The struggle we feel while doing it is the consequence. The ground still produces. But now you must show up consistently to manage what God gave you. Vision alone won't fund your future. Motivation alone won't scale your business. Prayer without process won't build your brand. Your future is tied to your willingness to work, build, steward, and execute. Some believe that by the sweat of your brow, no longer apply because the Messiah came. And yes, Yeshua brought redemption, restoration, and renewed identity. But here's the real question. If the Messiah, Yeshua, came to restore us from all the consequences of the fall, then why do women still give birth in pain? Just like God told Eve, I will greatly increase your pain in childbirth. Because redemption didn't erase the earthly process. It restored the purpose inside the process. The Messiah didn't come to cancel work. He came to redeem it. Work was never the curse, even before the fall. The Book of Life tells us in the Book of the Beginning, second chapter, that there was no man to till the ground. That means work was already part of God's original plan. The word till comes from the Hebrew word avad, meaning to work, to serve, and to cultivate. It's deeper than farming. It means to partner with God to develop what he created and to steward the earth with purpose. So the true interpretation is this. There was no man to cultivate the earth, no one to develop what God created, no one to serve creation through stewardship, no one to partner with God in building. This wasn't punishment. This was purpose, identity, and assignment. Build into humanity before sin ever entered the story. Work didn't come from the curse. Work came from purpose. And the Messiah came to restore that purpose in us. Work was never the problem. The distortion of work was the problem. Many entrepreneurs quit because they were told the journey will be easy. And they were given a quote like, don't let the enemy see you sweat. As if sweating was something negative. The thing is, no one told them, you will sweat in silence. You will sweat while people doubt you. You will sweat before you ever shine. You will sweat even when you can't see results yet. But this sweat is not punishment. It's preparation. Steel is strengthened under pressure. Vision matures under discipline. Leadership is forged under resistance. Your sweat is evidence that your future is under construction. Here's your Entrepreneur Tank Law of the Day. Every harvest is directly connected to high resistance planning. No resistance, no expansion. No pressure, no profit. No sweat, no sustainability. People love the idea of harvest, but few respect the principle of process. You are different. You are called to build with strategy, not emotion, with discipline, not shortcuts. Today, stop interpreting your pressure as punishment. It's promotion. Your long hours, sweat equity. Your late nights, foundation building. Your challenges, leadership training. Your resistance, capacity expansion. You are not behind, you are being developed. And remember, sweat is not a sign of struggle. It is the signature of your stewardship. Always remember, every seed of wisdom you apply will multiply. Thank you for investing your time in another Entrepreneur Tank session where idea meets execution. If today's message sharpened your mindset, like, comment, share with another builder. And if you have not yet, subscribe for weekly business insight designed to elevate your discipline, expand your thinking, and strengthen your market impact. Be sure you pick out your copy, my book, The Power of Your Word, on Amazon. Don't forget, and visit my website, hannahjosue.com, for upcoming Entrepreneur Tank workshop and events. Until next time, honor your sweat, respect the process, stop trying to avoid discomfort, start building discipline. Your future is being built one drop at a time. Cheers to your success.